Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so very excited about today's show with Colonel Deb Lewis. Now, for those of you, you're going to hear about who Deb is throughout the show today, but you're going to also hear about what this topic is about and what this one area of expertise is. She's got many. For those of you out there that want to know more about her, think about this, mentallytoughwomen.com. Just think about that for a little bit, mentallytoughwomen.com. That is something that she is passionate about and has spent time doing, building, and bringing to us purposefully. So when I think about Deb, I think about this retired Army colonel, Harvard MBA, commanded three U.S. Army Corps of Engineering districts, right? And it goes on. It goes on about what her accomplishments are. It goes on about who she is. But what doesn't get said is when you are in these environments, you are there in environments that what? Stress, that word. And so what do you learn about that? And what do you choose? And you know what Colonel Deb Lewis has chosen is to look at this, understand it, and help people with it to put it to work for them. And today's show is all about this. I've been waiting for this. How do you use stress to fuel your success? Benny, I'm getting ready to do a rap song on that. Colonel Deb, great to have you.
Aloha. Wonderful to be here again with you, Pat.
I love this topic. And yet, I want to ask you this question because there are a lot of folks that don't know how to do what we're talking about today. And I'm hoping today in the show that we can give people signs and symbols and things so that they can realize that they're at a point, an opportunity point, if they just knew dot, 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 dot. If they just knew dot, 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 dot. And, you know, one of the things that you're doing is you're helping people look at, see themselves, see in the eyes of others. You're looking and helping people understand that there are things that we can do to move ourselves forward. And we talked a little bit about it at the last show, right?
Yes, we did. But there's so much more.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean,
but everything though, I'd love your audience to just think about, it can be one life-changing insight. I mean, that I've had over and over and over again, but one insight can completely flip you to a whole different perspective. When I compared life to an obstacle course, we can get into that more about the West Point obstacle course that I had to overcome, and it took me only 4 years to figure out how to go from not really doing well, passing, but then getting an A+ 4 years later. When you think of life that way, that it's just a series of obstacle courses and obstacles, but those are things that, you know, the ones that look horrible could be the easiest one you can get through if you just knew what was that trick, what was that tip that someone could share with you. Mine happened to be, my favorite one happened to be a 10-foot wall. Now I'm 5'5", a 10-foot wall. You look at that thing on the course and you're thinking, oh my goodness, how am I going to get over that thing? Well, there are ways to do it. And I found out I could hit that wall and flip over that. And I didn't hardly expend any energy. But if you don't understand that, you'll look at the obstacle and stare at it and maybe never get over it. And that's what we want to help people do, that look at life, and that changes your perspective from thinking that you're out of control, that somebody put this obstacle in your way, to knowing you have the power to turn that into something good, and not even an obstacle. Maybe it helps you take you to a new level.
You know, I was having a conversation with someone just about this morning, and I've tried to recall in my life where some of these lessons came from. I was trying to recall, and I always point back to my stepmom. I mean, no matter how many times I reflect, maybe I can't remember like a thing, like a specific thing. I remember my stepmom, and I remember a lot about her. But this is really what we're going to talk about today. You know, what is it about a childhood experience under the age of 10 with a stepmom that just didn't know how to quit? First child at 12, second one at 13. We're not even going to say how that even happened. But what do I remember about her that's so similar to you? Now, clearly, I'm not jumping a wall. Not today. That Jessica did, though. She just entered a obstacle course thing. But for me, my wall was a pogo stick. Many people don't even know what a pogo stick is. Mm. It's a thing that you do this. Now, by the way, they have extreme pogo stick sports. Like, I think they put engines on them. I couldn't do it. We got them as gifts. I threw it to the street. I'm in New York, threw it down the street. And I'm like, tried it once, threw it down, moved on, my two sisters. And I don't want to tell the whole story, but I will tell you this about my stepmom. I went to go in the house for dinner and she wouldn't let me in. And she said, you need to get on that pogo stick. Now, after an hour of resistance, anger, I'll show you something happened. I probably was quiet enough to realize I was not going to win that. And maybe there was a way to be successful. Do you find that in the people you work with? I don't know how to describe that time that we go through where we allow ourselves not to be our stress, not to be our anger.
Yes, I think your story is fascinating because it hits on a point. Where did we learn how to handle stress? Well, if you don't have a stepmom like that, who's going to help you work through it, how many kids do you know will say, well, I can't do it. And I'm not going to do it. Well, adults who've never been trained are saying the same things in their head when things get tough. And the idea is what if it's the best thing that ever happened to you? And you won't know that until you go past being uncomfortable. I think that's one of the huge obstacles that people have when they look at anything. They're going to be uncomfortable. Maybe you'll even look foolish, but you want to pursue it and say, give it the try. It's like testing the food, right? When we were kids, try it. You can say you don't like it after you've tried it, but you have to try it. And most people look at the appearance of it and decide that's not for me.
And then I love what we talked about in the first episode. We talked about so many great things and we're going to touch upon them and really look at this thing that people so create their stories over, which we call stress, right? You know, we talked about a couple of things last time, just stuck with me. And by the way, I have been reminded of them and can just literally hear you. A couple of them were this idea of finding the power within and not imploding. And the other thing I think you mentioned, and again, I apologize, Colonel Deb, that I'm going to paraphrase, but the idea of getting up and getting back on the horse, I remember it. People sometimes will get to the place where if stress becomes the ruler, they forget they have those abilities, don't they?
Yes. They forget that they can respond, not react. See, it's really not their fault. And I want people to understand it's not their fault. Until you learn that we are hardwired to react in survival mode. And anytime we react in survival mode, and what are we talking about? Fight, flight, shut down. We all really terrible strategies. I'm in the military. Strategies designed to get what we want. Take the hill, go do this. But when we have strategies in life that aren't working well, I go to football. An interception strategy is one where we get exactly what we don't want. And if you have no skill to know the difference in a scenario, you will react with that survival mode response and completely miss all the other better choices that will get you what you want. And I think that that takes training and that takes understanding.
You know, I think about this and I think about the training that you've had. But more important, I think about what the journey was like for you. And you just shared like a little teeny part of it, you know, the idea of the wall, right? You know, not being able to get over the wall. I want to ask you this question before we go to break, and let's pick it up when we come back. Somebody said something to me once that I really struggle with, and I actually don't believe it anymore, is you either have it when you're born and you don't. Now, I will say for myself, I don't know how true that is, because I take me and then you, me plus my stepmom, Doris, that's got me to where I am today. When we come back, how do we negotiate this ship that we are on so that every hot button doesn't turn into a flame, every wall doesn't turn into a stop sign? Every boss that bangs a fist on a table doesn't turn into a career annihilator. How do we turn stress into success? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're a great show with Deb Lewis joining me here today. I just want all of you to know this is the question, right? How do you use stress to fuel your success? This is not a question of whether or not can you. See, we're already at the assumptive that says you can. So what today is about is to understand the underpinnings of what stress may look like for you, which may be different for me, may be different from Deb, right? And what triggers it, how to pay attention to the signs. But before we get to that question, where maybe you have been told by somebody, you know what, you're always going to be anxious, you're always going to be stressful. In the past month, I've been working with women, and one of them in particular is, I'm just anxious. That's who I am. I'm just anxious. That's who I am. And so today, yeah, maybe that's you, but can you use any of this to move forward? Before we do that, first, let's tell everybody about what you're doing, not just how you're helping people with this, but also how you're helping people to be mentally, women to be mentally tough.
Thank you. I have put a whole lot on my website. I think that's really where kind of the rich stress tools and the understanding of what are we really talking about today when we say we're mentally tough, and how does that help me be more successful, achieve more in life that I want to, set goals and be able to do it. And also, as my shield, as we talked last time, protect me from all the garbage that's coming my way so that I can do that. But mentallytoughwomen.com, and there's a tab, for example, that's stress tools. And that has everything from complimentary courses that I think people, just basics, you must understand these if you want to get some of the training that will not come naturally. This won't come naturally. You're not going to necessarily glean it elsewhere unless you're actually trained by someone who understands these things. And then there's other courses. There's a book that came out. This is the one where I tell people, I take them from here where people are deeply disturbed to working well with others. That's really the essence of doing that. And while it looks like a children's book, it's so much more. And then if people want to get results faster, I do laser focus sessions where you spend several hours. But mentallytoughwomen.com, they're able to get a hold of me, as well as look at some of those things to get them started. I want to challenge everyone who's listening to go do the free courses, How to Handle Extreme Stress, because that's where we lose it all. And we're going to talk in a minute of 21 stressful things that happened to me in a 24-hour period. And there's only 21 because I stopped counting after that. It was like, why go any higher than 21? This was crazy, because stress happens to us. We can't run away from it. It happens to us. If we run away, that's survival mode thinking. And I'll tell you, the outcomes are far worse in our lives. It will never address the things that are underlying it. And when we understand that, we see adversity as an opportunity. We are able to achieve more in our lives and happier. I'm joyful. Even when it's crazy, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is like the 21st thing that happened. And one of them is missing my plane by 30 minutes that only goes once a day. And I missed it because of things that happened on the other end. And yet I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be great when I talk to Dr. Pat this week. You know.
Well, but part of this is, you've helped thousands of people go from stress to seeking a path of work, to being successful, from conquering life's challenges. You know, you also have thousands of people, close to 4,000 students that take your online courses, from extreme stress to stress basics. You know, you have been an expert in this field for several reasons. One, you have experienced it. You've learned how to move beyond the obstacles that show up that we call stressful. And I can only imagine how many really hot buttons get triggered in the military, especially from having a family that's been in the military, and they tell me. But it's so absolutely relevant to where we are today. And you said something, and I want to get back to it. I don't know how many times people get told, you know what, Deb, that's just the way you are. Make the best out of it. Okay, You're that, Pat. That's just the way you are. Make the best out of it. Okay, Mary, over you. You're stressful and anxious all the time. Okay, nothing you can do about it. I got to tell you, if any of that was true, what? Would you and I be here? What?
No, we wouldn't be here. And I think that it makes me think of a time where someone told me a story about a car dealership where someone took a used car and they took it to one place and they were going to get like almost nothing for it. And then they took it to another place and not get maybe a little more, not for it. And then they took it to a classic car dealer and they wanted like $40,000. They were going to pay $40,000. You know, the idea is if we're looking for other people for our worth or to give us feedback about who we are, we're looking in the wrong place. We need to look at the strength within. All I see when I see each person, just like you, I see that hero within them and I see that tremendous talent. Sometimes it's disguised by grumpiness. Sometimes, you know, like the bull, you know, they're very grumpy. But I'm fascinated with that because we talked last time, what's the difference between a cynic and an optimist in an idealist? And that is that they were slammed and they are passionate. They still have that energy, but it's now been turned into being cynic instead of being an idealist. And I help them regain that. I help them see that potential within them in order to go forward. So you can say that maybe you have a tendency, like I'm 5'5", okay. I have to develop my leaping ability. You know, the 10-foot wall, I could look at that wall and say, how am I ever gonna get up there? Or I can use other things that people understand, like physics and all kinds of dynamics, and I can then run at that wall and know exactly where to place my foot. That just makes it a breeze to flip over it. I mean, that's really, I love it. People have told me a whole lot of things, Pat, Dr. Pat, and I sometimes sadly have those voices in my head, and under stress, those voices can be very loud, and you want to really, really say, go away. I get it. You want to derail me, but we can even go into that, like 21 stressful things.
Yeah, I want to hear about the 21 stressful things. And you said you stopped counting.
I did. I really did stop counting because I could have had more, but pick a number. Just pick a number.
11 is my number.
They're all hot buttons. What
11.
Number?
11.
11. Okay. This was a really fun one. Okay. I was exhausted. Have you ever gone to a strange parking lot and then you get your ticket and then you go do your thing and you're coming back and you can't wait. You still have a million things you have to get done and you're in that parking lot and you stick your ticket in and it spits it back out. And it not only spits it back out, it says your ticket is defective. And then you sit there and you look around and there's nobody there. And it's late at night, huge parking lot. So then you say, okay, I'm going to flip it. So I flipped it and put it in another way, spits it out. You have a defective ticket. Flipped it the third way. Same thing, fourth way, same thing. Okay, now I've tried every which way you can stick that ticket in. Now I'm looking, okay, what can I do? It says push button, nope, nobody comes. I am now really exhausted, very frustrated. Get out of my car, go around and say, okay, maybe I can push myself a new ticket, you know, and then stick it in. No, they have safeguards for that. Then somebody comes up behind me to go out and I'm like, okay, I got to back up. Okay, just hold on, put your hand out. I back up, I move to the side. Guess what? Their ticket works. So now you're really upset. So that was one, it took me an hour to work through it. But those little gremlins that wanted to drag me down and just go ballistic, I'm like, nope, I'm gonna get out of here. I focused on what I wanted. I'm gonna do this, I'll figure it out. I'll find a person, I'll do this. Yes, it took longer and frustrating. And then I finally found somebody who very unwillingly let me out.
Wow.
But that was just one little thing. Oh,
that is. And, you know, isn't that interesting about it? I want to go over some of these others too, because I think we all have them. I was getting ready for the show with you today, and this was like on my mind after I heard you were going to talk about 21 things. And I realized coming in today that there was a level of stress I was feeling. And I just sat for a moment and I realized what it was. Once I realized what it was, then if you ever looked at our production room, we have 1, 2, 3 whiteboards in the production room. I actually have one in here. And I come from an environment in corporate facilities management that they used to call them what? War rooms. Remember that analogy?
Yes.
And so you'll see whiteboards. And I realized we were in a new week. And I said to Jessica, which is so unlike me, they don't see me as a detail person, but I had the pushpin, all full of email follow-ups. And I said, Jessica, can you just take 10 minutes and just do me a favor, go over all this stuff I got and just do an update and update the whiteboard. Now, I felt the stress that I had. I knew what my day was going to be like. And I had this moment where I could have, what did you call it? Imploded. I could have.
Or exploded.
Exploded.
A lot of people would explode. Jessica wouldn't get nice, Pat, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
Jessica would get the very vocal, forceful. And because it's so uncharacteristic for you, any little bit would be taken as a sign, right? That they're, and then you would be passing that energy on to them and they might be changing, you know, and implode because they may not have a high level of tolerance of that change.
And that's what preparing for this show helped me with, even though I didn't really know that, but I did read it. Now, you had 21 and you said you stopped. You said you're at 21 and you stopped. I want to do one more before we go to break because that experience that you just had, I just like almost hot flashed myself to death here thinking about that because that airport situation, that is like, I don't even know how you. Let's do one more before we go to break. You picked this one.
Okay. Let me see. I think that, I'll tell you one that really, it did push me, like you, to go do something different. So I'll flip over really quickly. After I left the parking garage, I went to get gas and I then couldn't find my wallet. So that was one. And I would have had a whole lot more problems after that. So I'm skipping over that a little bit because you can just get to see that it just kept happening. Everybody can be pushed over the edge. That's what I really want listeners to know. Every one of us, no matter how well-trained you are, you have got to, one, know where you're going to the dark side. Know when you're going there. And so just imagine this and gassing and all these other issues that kept happening. There are another 5 more that happened at that point. And then I'm sitting there finally finding the place where I can catch the ride back to the hotel so I can get some rest, see my daughter, all that. And I'm sitting there talking to my husband I found the right place. That was another one of the numbers, finding the right place, where to sit for it, not what I was told. And I'm sitting there. And you know, when those buses start at the airport backing up, you have this one place where you're supposed to be picked up and then one won't leave. And then they start backing up and then they're on the second and the third. Well, I'm in the corner of my eye, I'm looking and I can see one on the far side of the vehicle that isn't moving. And it's going slow, going slow, going slow. Can't read who it is. Can't read who it is. And then as soon as they nose past this one vehicle that stopped, they gun it and go off. And guess whose bus that is? My bus.
Oh my gosh.
So I jump off the bench and I'm running after the bus in the street with the phone in one hand. And I'm going, stop, stop. You know, do they stop? No.
No.
No. And I guess I need to do the companion because this is just indication. I call the hotel to tell them, hey, this is exactly where I am. And all the phones were out at the hotel. Every single one. That was another number. So anyway, we can stop there. But I'm just telling you,
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
And I start laughing, actually, because, you know, you could start crying, you could get really upset, but I could picture myself what that must have looked like to everybody else running after that bus, for one. Who's this? That really worked well. And then thinking, figure the odds of an entire hotel's phone system being out at the exact time I need to pass them a message.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, because this is the answer to the question. Are you in the boat where you're stuck in the story where one, you can teach an old dog new tricks, that's one little expression, or, you know, you're too old to change, or you're too young to think about knowing? When we come back, mindset matters. Mindset matters. And even if you find yourself getting closer and closer and closer to an edge, there's a way for you to stop and realize that the end of the ledge and the drop is 6 inches and not 60,000 feet. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, that and much more from Colonel Deb Lewis. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Oh, boy. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled we're talking about this. And if you've just tuned in and missed any part of this, of course, this will replay later. And you could also go to Transformation Talk Radio and listen to it again. The question really is this. How do you use stress to fuel your success? We're going to talk about that. How do you use stress to fuel your success? Before we keep going, can you please tell people, Deb, how they can find out more about you, how they can find out about your workshops, all of the above? Please do that.
Yes, I think the easiest way is just go to my website, mentallytoughwomen.com. And once you're there, the first page has a couple things like the book that we talked about, that it'll be available so that you can click on that and get the book. This really, if you understand the essence of this book and the questions that it asks in the back, then whether it's for the youngest or the oldest in the family, it helps you understand how to handle stress. And if you look to tab two, which is the stress tools, then you're going to see so much more. There's complimentary courses. There's a companion course that goes with the book to go into more detail about the layers that are in that book. And also there's things that you can do, such as we can tailor. I do a lot of custom tailored presentations, webinars, training for different groups, as well as if people really want quick results for a situation, they are just in that funky place and they really need that laser focus session, I can offer that too.
And I want to say to everybody, if you go to the website, and please go, it's mentallytoughwomen.com /stress tools. And if you go there, you're going to find exactly what Deb just said. You're going to see there's a free online that you can download how to handle extreme stress and create your lifeline. And then there are stress basics, how to handle stress to build a better future. And then, of course, this is a must, how to take kids from stress to success. So everything is right here, including how you can get a hold of Deb, work with her one-on-one, or bring Deb in for your group. Okay, so here we are. And, you know, this is the part that I was really excited and eager to talk with you about. And this is the one where we talk about the mindset, if we could. And I love that we're talking about something that has an emotional, let me just call it an emotional ticker, right? Tick, 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 that, an emotional ticker. And people just don't realize that here, we can do stuff to help, right?
Exactly. We are so minimally tapping into what is possible in life. We are these miracle beings, and we think that we're very independent, but in fact, we're all connected. And this energy, you can deny the energy and pretend it's not there and put up the walls, and then you're going to miss out, though, on what's happening around you. And when you understand that you can take the exact same situation, because you see it in others, the exact same situation, one person thrives on it. It's like, bring it on. That's when you're mentally tough. Bring it on. Okay. This is a good sign. Changes are happening. Or someone else will say, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. This is so awful. I can't move past it. I can't get up, you know. The difference is that mindset. Really, that's what it is. What lens are you putting on? I have sunglasses, you know, you want to put, what are the glasses that you're looking at life through? And I try to surround myself with people who know the difference. And they're also helping me because, oh, by the way, I can cognitively understand the difference, but I'm still an emotional being. And when things happen, sometimes your body just gets zapped and you don't even know why. Could be something in your childhood, and then something triggers that memory, and you go to a place where you're not wanting, you know, you're screaming going toward that place, but you can pull yourself out of it. We compared it last time to a bucking horse, you know, never let the head get down to the ground because you're going to be launched. Yeah. But if you can keep it up, you got the tools and the strength. It's also the strength. You have to have strength. If you think that you can do it, you have to, like a shield. If you're just holding a bottle of water and you held it out at arm's length for any length of time, your arm's going to get fatigued because it's not natural and it's an added weight. But when you can practice and people understand it with athletics, they're not necessarily translating it to stress. And this is all pretty much all we're asking, is to reframe that mind and look at, instead of saying, what's the worst thing that just happened? What's the best thing that just happened? What's something, even our worst situations in life, we can ask ourselves, what's one good thing that never would have happened if that didn't happen? And it may take time, but once you get there, then you move through that toxic time and focus on what's most important.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about that's really tied into this and into what we talked about previously is in the 21 things. There's a point by which you are at a pivotal mental decision point. It's the point where you decide, I'm going to pull over or I'm just going to drive through the fence, drive through the gate, right? Now, that wouldn't be the first time somebody has been there and decided, I'm just going to go through the gate. Those are actions that result from doing what you're coaching us to do today, what you're helping us do today, or not. And it's a nanosecond of time that could guide us in one way or the other. How important is mindset and training of mindset for that?
It's so essential. It overrides your survival mode thinking. It overrides, you put it on hold. I've been in combat. I've been in places where, yeah, you got to move physically. Like I need to go to a bunker. I got to move. But falling short of anything that's life-threatening, then you have a whole lot of choices to pick from. And our bodies and our environment is telling us, you should be angry. You should stop doing that. Oh, just go there and don't engage anybody. You know, those are all survival mode strategies. And unless you know the difference, you will choose them and you'll be encouraged and nurtured to choose them. That's a great idea. I go back to what we talked about earlier is the people around you may not, they're trained the way they are or exist the way they are, and they don't see the other choices. And sometimes they look at a person like you and me. I look at a happy person, a truly happy person who can deal with this stuff, is someone who has been through the worst of life and made the choice to love life, to love the people around them. And they made that choice. And they've had probably the worst life you can ask. And I'm always wanting, when someone's really happy, I don't think of them as what they call that Pollyanna, that old word, you know, Pollyanna. They don't even have a sense of grip on reality is what people tell you. That is not my experience. You know what I was going to say, something else. But my experience is those are the people you want to associate with, because chances are you dig a little bit deeper, they probably had one of the hardest lives you can ever imagine. And they made that choice in order to learn how to move through it, use it to their advantage, and love life doing it. I mean, happy. If you're not happy, you can change that. Nobody else is going to give you that gift. You can change it. Stress will give you that gift because it's going to keep happening in your life. You can't run away from it. You can run, but you can't hide. It's coming after you.
I love that you're talking about this. Did you know one of my nicknames, Pollyanna Patty?
No, I didn't know that, but
I don't get called that much anymore, but when I first started to do the show, that was it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't talk about my life experiences much. I have started to talk about them a little bit more. My mom committing suicide when I was 6, homeless at 17. I mean, I start to talk about them more because I'm sharing parts of that I learned from it.
So I want to talk to the people just like you and me who have been through the war and been able to be so happy and positive. If you do not share your stories with others, you will never connect on that deeper level. See, you'll have the answers that people need in their lives, but people won't come to you because they don't feel a connection. They think you don't live in the real world. They think that you haven't experienced that kind of life. But once you share those stories, those times where you literally are on the ground being pummeled by life and trying to find a way to pick yourself back up, you know, trying. I've had that so many times, whether it's been marriage or it's been trying to do something physical like the obstacle course and just, you know, ready to give up. I fell from the rope. The rope was my nemesis, you know, the rope was the thing. You had to climb 2 stories and then swing to the upper level and go. And one time I got myself, because of all the other obstacles before it, I got to the top to touch the above the line before you could swing, and my grip froze. I cramped and I fell. And to add insult to injury, they added penalty points. because it made me stay there. You know, I got all the way to the top, and then they, you know, you fall and they do it. And by golly, you know, by the fourth year, I was going to make sure that happened. But again, if I don't share that with you, my struggle, people think you're not in the real world and that you're just, these are things. But my tools and strategies are all designed on thousands and thousands of interactions to keep wondering, if I only did one thing. That's why the extreme stress course is important. So with all this stress, would it be okay just to take one moment to do number one, which is on my extreme stress course? Because I think it will help us. Are you ready for this? Because we've been talking about a lot of stressful things, and everybody needs to be able to do this, because it's like a reset button. Here's your reset button. I call it the waterfall method. Now in Hawaii, we have beautiful waterfalls. Think of that beautiful water coming down with the foamy white and going through. Now that's going to be like the air we breathe. We can breathe different ways, and people talk about different ways to breathe. But the waterfall method is a very distinct way that when your heart starts pounding out of your chest, or you just feel something coming on, that if you do this exercise, you will reset yourself. Because how long can we last without breathing? It's the shortest amount of time. It's like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
In 1 minute, when you stop breathing, you start killing your brain cells. And we do this under stress. We stop our breathing. We think it's natural. It's not under stress. And so the waterfall method is designed to get us back to natural, and maybe even better, because you're probably 50% only use 50% of the lung capacity. 50% of us only use 50. Somehow as a child, we knew how to do it, and we unlearn that. And we think we can get by with only 50% of our lung capacity. And you can, but you're denying that rich oxygen that helps you think clearly, helps you function well. And so the waterfall method, it's 10 seconds, 3 breathing in, 7 breathing out. We're going to do 3 times, 3 breathing in, very special. We're going to use this beautiful, I love gadgets. If you ever studied the nose and how air comes in the nose, when you breathe in through your nose, you're actually moisturizing your vocal cords, allowing you to speak more. Those who only breathe through the mouth have very dry vocal cords. So you breathe through your nose and out with your mouth. And it's 3 in, 7 out. You ready to go? Let's start. In. Out. In. Out. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. Now, what you allowed that air to do is push all that gook out of your mouth, out of your body. The in is clean and cool. When you breathe out, if you put your hand to your mouth, it's hot, hot, nasty goo leaving your body. You do 30 seconds of that, even 10 seconds. And you will, what happens? How do you feel, Dr. Pat?
I think for me, as I was doing it, I just felt like a cleansing. I can't describe it very well other than that. You know, I could feel like the first one, yes, but by the time I got to the second, you could just feel things feel open up. And to be honest with you, I couldn't remember what we were talking about before I started it.
Well,
you know, I just had that moment where just everything stopped.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I think when people have more of that, I've ordered myself to do that exercise. I one time was so stressed, and I could tell that my heart rate was really starting to go out of my chest. You don't have to close your eyes. You can still, I've done it driving. You can breathe in and out, because you're not going to do it forever. You don't want to do it for 10 minutes, even just 3 exercises. And I love to tie in visuals and thinking pieces to whatever I'm doing physically, because I want that to be symbolic of I'm cleansing my body. Like you were saying, it's a cleansing experience. And then you can focus. Now you have the oxygen to help you focus. You're protecting. I don't know if I showed the helmet. Here's the helmet. I showed you the shield.
Yeah.
Here's the helmet. This is to protect your wisdom. These are all the tools that you can have, and military has a number of them because you need to protect your head for a number of reasons, but you want to protect your wisdom. And Athena, the goddess of war yep. and wisdom, understood that completely.
Oh my gosh. And she, I have a giant poster of her right in my bedroom. You know, we talked about a lot today because one, I don't think that this topic has ever been more relevant. Yes, I went through some decades of, you know, stressful kind of times in my life, things that I did, but this is different. You know, this is where so many people are on the edge of losing hope, on the edge of losing faith. And I think it's exactly because they're not aware of what they're accumulating, right?
Yes.
And I think energetically.
And history has replete with examples of people overcoming odds, overcoming illness, overcoming so many things. How does that happen? It's not a fluke. You can be very intentional and deliberate with that. Mm-hmm. But until we build and use these stress skills so that we can reinforce, instead of reinforcing survival mode thinking, until we do that, we're going to fall short of our potential. Mm-hmm. And our potential is vast. It's vast.
Yeah. And you and I are examples of it. And we're examples of things that we've gone through in life. And here we are, right? You know, I wasn't the poster child, you know, in sort of the high school thing that said, oh, she's going to be doing this. I was the poster child that when they found me for the reunion, thought I was dead already. So, but this is, we're living examples. And that's why I love doing these shows with you, Deb, because one of the things we're saying to folks is this is a time where even taking your free courses can help them. But more importantly, I have had to work with a lot of people in my life. I'm not here because I did this on my own. Yeah. Left up to my own devices, I'd probably still be selling hot dogs in New York City, which is my favorite job. Deb, thank you for today. I want to ask a couple of things. Again, talk about how they can find out more about you. And then personal message and what you'd like to leave us with today, if you don't mind.
Yes. Please go to mentallytoughwomen.com, my website. You'll find out lots more about what we've been talking about and ways that you can gain these skills to override the survival mode thinking that's being pushed as a great option, which is not, and also the things that continue to reinforce it. And I think that the one thing that I would love to leave people with is this is the fun part, because the better you get at handling stress, you can, you know, it becomes so much easier to do insanely. Like you look at my life and your life, you know, we've done some insane things in our lives and you love doing it. If you want to be happier in that way and get that sense of accomplishment, then you want to gain greater stress skills. You want to acquire tools like the helmet, like the shield. You want to, like, just like gathering those to protect yourself. And more important is to go forth and help others. That's what we love to do. I know you love to do that. We love to help others gain those insights so that they can achieve their true potential.
Wow. And again, can we also mention to people that, you know, the courses are available certainly on your website, but you also do one-on-one work with people.
Yes.
And that one-on-one work with folks is probably, for me, some of the best work that people can give themselves, the gift they can give themselves, because people can transform immediately.
Yes, it's just like the cleansing. It cleanses them first, and then we restock, we get rid of the things that they were misguided on, and we add those things that give them true strength to be able to deal with this tough world. It's a tough world out there. Just, you saw my 21 things. Hey, you know, I can be the best expert in anything, but life happens and we just want to be prepared. I'm all for preparing. You may never need it, but if you need it, especially in a pinch and over and over and over, then you're going to be successful and you're going to love the life and you're going to take care of your family and loved ones. I mean, I think that if you do it for no one else, do it for them. When you're at your best, they can be at their best.
And that is really, for me, some of the most powerful energies we can create when we are so well investing in ourselves that we can do that investing in our loved ones. Colonel Deb Lewis, thank you, Deb, so much for today. I'm excited. Please go over to Deb's website. Make sure you go to the stress tools. And when you do, lots of great information. And remember to do what we just did today. Remember to do that. Stop and do it. Thank you so much.